You know, shepherd's step looks slightly different from this. Usually made with wood and has this half circle. So you can hook Arbiter's head when he falls. Then change it this way, it becomes rod. Okay? There's a reason why I'm saying this here. Somewhere in Psalm 23, which we're going to read, it says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Step, shepherd's step is, as I said, head is half a circle. When sheep fell, you know, sheep are fat. They can rise up on their own. If you leave them there, they'll just lie down and die. So what shepherd does, hook his head and lift him up. That's what they do. When shepherd sees, you know, wolves, or not tigers there, but the lions comes, this becomes beating rod. Okay? Shepherd is just going to beat lion's head. Oh, oh sorry.
Okay.
Well, can you hear me better? So, this is what says, you know, what shepherd does. He must be martial art, you know, master like me. So beat, or change it, and lift the head up. So, next time maybe we'll have a little shepherd step. The Psalm 23, is the one of the psalms everybody remembers, right?
Yes.
And you guys have a Bible with you. Let's read it together. Verse 1 through 3. I changed my... Remember, I didn't have eyeglasses. Now I have it. It's bifocal. I'm still not used to. It's wobbly. Okay, let's read it together. Starting with verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. See, when you read these three verses, what do you imagine? What kind of image you get in your head? Beautiful pastures, your shepherd and sheep, okay, and river waters. Such a peaceful scene you just imagine, right? Usually the pictures you see, the sheep and the water and pastures, Jesus holding one of the lambs, right? And then what surprises us is next verse, verse 4 and 5. Let's read it together. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. See, this is actual context where sheep are, folks. It's not really peaceful scene at all.
Yes.
The sheep is in the valley of a shadow of death. That's where the David is right now. Everywhere he goes, death follows. He's pursued by Saul's enemies. Not Saul's enemies, Saul's army. In wilderness, there's no water, no food. Okay? It's not green pastures and waters around, folks. This is where David is. Then, it says in verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So here, the blessings God is pouring upon David is in the context of life like a shadow of the valley of death. Okay. And life surrounded by enemies. That's where the blessings are pouring on David. See, we Christians, sometimes, you know, we just imagine our Christian life is all is material blessings, everything is perfect, okay, business are so good, and everything is pouring from heaven. Yeah, but when you read the Bible, the situation is quite different. Where blessings are coming, the context is sufferings. Rejoice in what?
The Lord.
In the sufferings. So difference being Christian compared to people in the world. Here, people in the world, you know what's happening in Japan now, right? Tsunami, earthquake, and nuclear disasters still going on. Most of the people there, they are working in the shadow of a valley of a death. Do they have hope without Christ? No. But Christians, if we have hope in the Lord, that's where you taste the blessings coming from the Lord. That's where the blessings of a shepherd coming upon their sheep. So verse 1 through 3 here. What shepherd does here? Primarily three jobs of a shepherd. First, the feeding. Shepherd must provide the pastures. Second, leading. Shepherd must lead these animals to the safe place, to the pastures, to the waters. Then lastly, shepherd has heed the sheep, because there are enemies, there are wild animals around. That's what shepherd does. And I would like to tell you guys about Christian life, which is not piece of a cake, folks. I know a lot of you guys still struggling in the world. But remember, that's where you're gonna taste the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
When you go to Israel, you know, Jericho is the kind of a gate to the Jerusalem. You must pass through Jericho. Then the Jericho goes up the hills. There are mountains. Most of the mountains are barren mountains. There you will see mountain where Jesus tempted for 40 days. The Mount of Temptation you can see. It's all rocks. All just red. Really no grass at all. No trees. Then here another mountain. Looks very dark. There are trees and waters. You know what they call? Gaya Sar Matung, which means the valley of shadow of death. It's exactly the same thing here. Why they call it the valley of shadow of death? There animals find the waters. There they find the food, pastures. These green pastures and water are found where all the wild animals are waiting, trying to devour sheep. That's where. So to find the blessing, you must face dangerous situation there.
Amen.
Do not try to avoid sufferings in the world. That's the context. But how are you going to taste the goodness of God there? Here, the first word, what David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. We tend to complain when we have difficult situations, when we do not have enough food, when we do not have a good place to sleep sometimes. Here, David is struggling, actually risking his life in the wilderness, being pursued by his enemies. He has his hope in the Lord. His relationship with God is such a relationship. God is David's shepherd. God is going to protect him. As you sang, right? Protector. Yeah. Our faith is not just faith by our mouths, folks. Our faith really in our heart. David is expressing what he's having in his heart. That's, the Lord is my shepherd. This is what we have to grasp, what we have to hold on, in no matter what situation you are in. But then, God is going to take you to lie down in the green pastures. He lead you beside the still waters. He will restore your soul, no matter what. David experienced this restoring in his heart. The blessing was so much. He felt your rod and staff, they comfort me. No matter what dangers David was, he tasted the goodness of the Lord. Sometimes when David fell, then God would take him from ground, lift him up. When his enemies surround him, and David feels weak, then God would give him strength to beat them down. I hope you guys will experience the same blessings.
Amen.
It comes from confession. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. To your present context, you may feel, I am in want. But once you begin to say that, okay, then the situation will get worse. It's very important. We must discipline what you say. Only thing you're going to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Memorize this, folks.
Amen.
Maybe you want to do this every morning, every night before you sleep. You wake up. The Lord is my shepherd for today. I shall not be in want today. Before you sleep, same thing. Then what's going to happen? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Think about it. Here, lions and wolves all around you. But the Lord is going to set a wonderful table right before them. The Lord will be standing next to you with his rod, mighty hand of a protector. And there, you can eat to full. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
This is a Christian blessing. Then, you anoint my head with oil. My cup of overflows. The blessings in the wilderness poured upon David was the anointing of the Lord. You know what anointing means, right? All his blessings, powers and healings, all coming with this anointing. Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ has the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you.
Amen.
How that anointing is expressed through your life is from your confession. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Then that anointing overflows. My cup overflows. The blessings from the Lord is not just enough, folks. It always overflows.
Amen.
Then, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Just imagine how this guy, David, being pursued by enemies and being danger and thirsty and hungry. No house to sleep in either. Homeless. But he says, surely, he has this faith confession. Goodness and love will follow me. Whose goodness and love? The goodness and love of the Lord Jesus will follow me all the days of my life. Our future depends upon how we confess right now.
Amen.
Our present determines our future. David had this hope in him, his hope in the Lord. Then he says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Even in this wilderness experience, David had intimate fellowship with the Lord. All he's longing for is, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Worship life. David desperately wanted those worship life. Yes, he continued that worship life even in wilderness. But his longing is real fellowship in the house of the Lord. This is the key to success in our life, Lord, to our victory. Worship life with the Lord. No matter what condition you are, that will determine your future life. As everyone here will be able to confess that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want, and taste the goodness of the Lord every day of your life. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us such a wonderful testimony by your servant David, Lord. Lord, we confess to you that you are our shepherd. And your goodness and your love will be with us forever, Lord. I pray all this in your Son, Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.